You are tuned to 106.1 FM WSCA LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio.
Look what they done to my Soma. Look what they done to my song. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they done to my song. Look what they done to my brain, Ma. Look what they done to my brain. Well, they picked it like a chicken bone, and I think I'm half insane, Ma. Look what they done to my soul. I wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. Well, if I could find a real good book, I'd never have to come out and look at what they done to my soul. La 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 la. It'll all be all right, Ma. Maybe it'll all be okay. Well, if the people are buying tears, I'll be rich someday, Ma. Look what they've done to my son. Ils ont changé ma chanson, Ma. Ce n'est pas bon, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they done to my soul, Ma. Look what they done to my soul, Ma. Well, they tied it up in a plastic bag, turned it upside down, Ma. Look what they done to my soul. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Ils ont changé ma chanson. C'est la seule chose que je peux faire, et ce n'est pas bon, Ma. Ils ont changé ma chanson. Look what they've done to my soul, Ma.
Welcome to 106.1 FM. Welcome to the program Local Folk. I am your host, Steve Carrigan, and I'm here bringing you the people that make local folk culture happen around here. This can happen in a whole bunch of ways, as you know. I mean, I've had photographers on, musicians, amateurs, professionals alike, people passing through, people from around here, and I have an excellent, awesome guest for you tonight as well. But before I announce who that is, that's it. That is everything that we need to do before I announce my guest tonight, which, oddly enough, I've been so laissez-faire about the whole thing, and now all of a sudden I feel just like a wee bit nervous about my guest, who is my wonderful wife, and she is here. Elizabeth Carrigan, please say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Thank you. Good. Now that we've broken the ice and we're on the air, I feel so much better. Just to give you a little bit of background information, Elizabeth, I met Elizabeth through the music years and years ago down at the first time that I officially really met her and really spoke and connected with her was down at the press room session, the Friday night music session down there. And it was that night that the events that happened that night that caused Chris Vaughn to write the song Stevie and the Nightingale. Elizabeth is the Nightingale, as well as, well, so that's how I got to know her. But she had been playing music for years and years beforehand with all kinds of other groups. And she'd been listening to folk music. And, you know, her mother was a professional musician and her dad was a professional organist. I guess I should be asking you, Elizabeth, about this stuff, but I'm just telling them. And I just have to say that a few years ago, a week after we'd gotten married and had a baby, Elizabeth had a stroke, and she had been working on a CD before she had her stroke, and after she had her stroke, she's had some problems with her voice and with all kinds of other things. Do you want to share anything about that?
I would like to, but I can't hear my voice.
You can't hear anything in your headphones right now. Okay. Can you hear me in your headphones?
No. No, no, no.
All right. No headphones. I guess what you're going to have to do is slide your headphones off.
I'll just not rely on them.
Just don't rely on them. All right. Well, I should ask, where would you like to start with this story? I want to listen to the music that you recorded. Elizabeth recorded a CD, or she actually put music and vocal tracks down to a CD that she was making that every time I listen to it, I think is totally brilliant. And she brought in a lot of other influential stuff, and I'd like to listen to that as well, but I'd love to compare it to what she was doing musically. Can you please, why don't you just explain a little bit about your musical background? Can you do that?
Well, my mom sang, and my dad played the organ when I was a kid, and I grew up surrounded by that music, and it was really wonderful. It's really hard for me to talk, and so I think that it would be best to actually play the music.
Why don't we just play the music partially from the CD? I don't want to play what's on the CD first, but why don't I start off with this song, Greenwood Laddie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just listen to this for a moment.
You're going to listen to the somebody else is singing.
Yeah, who is the other person that's singing it?
I don't remember.
Okay, let's listen to that.
But it's written on the CD itself.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to, when we get that, we'll eject it. This is called Greenwood Laddie, and this is a version of it. Let's listen to it for a little bit. So that's a little piece of somebody else's version of Greenwood Laddie. But now what I need to do is play a little bit about what Elizabeth was coming up with. By the way, this is like world premiere stuff. This is stuff that she recorded a while back. They're just tracks that are, what do you call it? It's just vocals and maybe a little bit of percussion on there. It was really, it's really raw. Was that what you would say?
Yeah. Well, the engineer was stumped at first when I came into him because I said that I wanted to hear just a click track, maybe a drum track, and I wanted a drone only. And I wanted to sing these songs first before any of the other music was added.
Before any of the music was added. Okay, so we haven't had a chance to add any of the other stuff, so a lot of the stuff is a click and a drone and a voice. And take a listen to this.
Muses assist me, there is none can resist me. Only that fair one that I do adore. But the more that he'll tease me, he's the only man who can please me. He'll be my greenwood laddie till time is no more. Well, if you'd have seen my dearest, his eyes, they shine the clearest.
Is this about me?
Yes.
You know what I realized that we didn't do, though, was say hello to our little daughter, Saoirse, who I think is at home listening.
Hello, Saoirse.
Hello, Saoirse. We're on the radio, and we are playing music for you. That sounds a lot edgier than the other version that we heard.
Yeah, I think it is.
So tell me, what is the story with making that edgier? Or what is your idea on music? Do you have a formula for how you're coming up with how you wanted to do these tracks? Or
Well, first of all, that song, actually, I had been singing since, I'm not good with remembering the years, but it was like something like 15 years ago. I was singing that song, and I was trying to explain it to this group of people that I was working with at the time, and nobody understood what I was doing. So I think I had trouble explaining it, so that's why I just wanted to record it. But the thing, the philosophy that I have about music is a song is a song is a song. You know, you listen to a song, and if the song is good, you know, if I feel like a song is good, but it's not framed properly, or it's not framed in such a way that I would want to sing it, then I can change the framework that it's, you know, that it's done in. So I can do it differently.
I'd love to give another example of that, because I hear this change of framework all over the album, and I think, gee, you're a folk person, you know, and yet you listen to these songs, and there's something about them that says, you know, that certainly steps outside of the comfort zone of folk music. I'm also thinking of reframing in terms of that song, the Sally Gardens. Do you have a piece of the original?
The next one we have the Sally Gardens, but I wanted you to play the Bonnie Wee Lassie is next.
Okay, the Bonnie Wee Lassie is where you'd like to.
But the songs actually, well, you got to listen to it to hear what I'm saying.
Okay, what would you like to say about this though?
Well, you know, in listening to this version of that song, I don't think that too many people in today's world would want to sing that for a lot of people. Like you maybe would sing it once in a quiet place and it just would be over and that's it. But what I heard was a blues number that it was really happening. It was really fast, you know, not really fast, but it was faster and smoking.
So what you were talking about is changing the environment at the time and the place at which this song made sense to you.
What I'm talking about is making it relevant.
Making it relevant. Okay, so let's take this song.
I come to the cross and I met the wee
Bonnie
lasses.
I'm
a wee lassie, are you wanting to go? Take share of the jill, she said, sir, well, for I'm the wee lassie, it never said no. At St. Lael, who's we melody go, and whenever the rise till the cock of the crow. And it's glass after glass, we melody toss to the bonnie wee lassie who never said no. The landlady opened the door and come in with a smile. She left the tight chair with freedom and air. Here is health to the lass who can jag it in style. Oh, bring us some liquors, lassie, she cried, to cheer up his spirits, I do dear low. And it's no what you'll do, bring a bottle or two to the bonny wee lassie who never said no.
All right, well, that's a very cool-sounding song, but let's hear what you're talking about in terms of adding relevance.
I came to a crossroads and met a wee lass. As I'm a wee lass, are you willing to go? Take share of a till, she said, sure I will, for I'm the wee lassie who never said no. It's into an alehouse we merrily did go, and we never did rise till the cock it did crow. And it's glass after glass we merrily did toss to the bonny wee lassie who never said no. Well, the landlady opened the door and come in. She opened the door, come in with a smile. And she's lifted her chair with freedom and air. Here's her health to the lass who can jig it in style. The drink they took in being the best of the gin. Me being myself and sobered of you. And it's glass after glass they merrily did toss to the bonny wee lassie who never said no. Look into my pocket, the landlady said, I owe you 2 and 6 to pay for your bread. And for drinking your gin, I owe you 10. Look into my pocket, the landlady said. The lass reached in and a 20 she took. Said to myself, I will bundle and go. And I bid her goodbye, but she made no reply. The bonny wee lassie who never said no. I said I bid her goodbye, but she made no reply. The bonny wee lassie who never said no. I came to a crossroads and met a wee lass. As I'm a wee lass, are you willing to go? Take share of a chill, she said, sure I will. For I'm the wee lassie who never said no. It's into an alehouse we merrily did go, and we never did rise till the cock it did crow. And it's glass after glass we merrily did toss to the bonny wee lassie who never said no.
I'm sorry, I just had to play a little bit of that extra because it came from the studio. We had two different versions of them. One of them had harmonies on it, and one of them didn't have harmonies. So, as we say, this is a work in progress.
Right.
So, I mean, I listen to it and I say, okay, yeah, I see a massive difference between... Now, how is it that I always have a problem with this, quite frankly, and that is finding a song that I can dig the relevance out of. Tell me about how that works for you.
Well, the Greenwood Laddie it's really a wonderful song with, you know, you're walking in different places and you're just in love and I don't know. It's really wonderful. And the words aren't simple, you know. The Bonny Wee Lassie isn't simple things. It's about something that really happened. You know, it's about, I think it's from a guy's point of view. You know, a guy's in a bar and he meets this woman who says, you know, she just always saying yes and she's getting drunk and he's saying, yeah, that's not for me. See you later. And, but I just kind of changed it and turned it around into my own perspective and
Are there songs that you perform that you feel that you keep very close to the original?
Yep. When I sing in sessions, which it has been a long time since I've sung in sessions, I will sing the song as it's traditionally done, so that I don't confuse people. That really wouldn't be very polite and wouldn't be done. But I, you know, when I'm out doing my own thing, this is what I'd like to do. I look at music as if a song is beautifully done, it's not enough to learn that beautifully done song. I need to change it. And if I haven't got something better to do with it, then I don't generally do it. But once in a while I will, like Sally Gardens.
Well, I want to play, I'm not even going to play the original one first. I'm going to play your take on the Sally Gardens first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And maybe we can just give them a piece of what you might say, the way that you might sing it at a session after. Okay.
Yeah. And I just want to say, Tom Hall, I'm really sorry.
Now, why do you say that, though, exactly? You might as well just explain now.
Well, Tom is, he's very outspoken about keeping the songs as they're supposed to be sung, as they're supposed to, and I'm using those little four fingers, you know, to highlight, but you're supposed to sing the songs as they're done. And all over this album, I've changed everything. And I, out of respect for, you know, the people that supported and loved me and took care of me at the session, I just feel like, I don't know, I guess I...
No, that's okay. That's no problem. I mean, well, we've talked a lot about on the show, a lot of the guests that I have had, we've talked about what your role is in the folk community. Some people are adapters of the music, and some people are keepers, and some people are collectors. And sounds like you fall squarely into the adapter category, and mm-hmm. that you're willing to step outside the lines a lot further than perhaps some other people are.
Yeah, I have to.
You have to. Okay.
I'd be bored.
All right. Well, here's Sally Garden. Let's see what the story is with this. WSCA 106.1 FM.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the trees. But I was young and oh so foolish, with her did not agree. In a field by the river, my love and I did stand, and on my leaning shoulder she placed her snow-white hand. She bid me take love easy as the grass grows on the weirs. But I was young and oh so foolish, and now I am full of tears.
All right, you're listening to Local Folk here on 106.1 FM. My guest is Elizabeth Kerrigan, and she is talking about a CD that she's had on hold now for quite some time. And she was telling us about how she's been adapting the music to be on this CD. And she was kind of talking about the difference between what she might do at a session and what she might do or what she has done on the CD. And just for perspective, I want to play a little bit of a piece of the song The Sally Gardens, of which the version that we just listened to was adapted from. Okay. And this is a real folk version here. Okay, well, I have to just say one thing about this song. First of all, the recording that you gave me that you used as a source material tonight, you have anything against it? I mean, it sounds pretty.
Absolutely not. I love that version.
You love that version. I like the bagpipes in it. Mm-hmm. You're not against putting bagpipes in your song or anything like that. You thinking about putting any bagpipes in on your album?
I would, yeah. But, I'm thinking about... upright bass. I'm thinking about electric guitar. I'm thinking about fiddle. I'm thinking about a lot of things.
Because you know this drum kit. This other person that we were just listening to. Mm-hmm. Who was that?
Noreen Ryan.
Okay, because
I'm sure I'm saying it wrong.
That's okay. To me, I listen to that and I say, yes, it's in the folk style, but I mean, that's very produced.
It is, but that's a version that it's just done so much that if I were to do Down by the Sally Gardens, I wouldn't be able to sing it if I did it that way. I would feel uncomfortable with that. And not only that, but
because that's a perfectly good version, right?
It is a perfectly good version, but it's been done.
Yeah, it's been done, and you're saying to yourself, "All right, well, I don't want to do what has been done."
No, but it's not that I changed the song just because I wanted to do it. I had something else that I wanted to say.
You had something in mind. You had something else in mind. I mean, I think by adding a minor key or changing it to a minor key, let's face it, the song's sad.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad.
So it makes sense to be in a minor key
in a way. You know, in Irish music, there tends to be a lot of that, what's the word? It's like a bittersweetness that's not. I mean, the words can be heartbreaking, but the tune sometimes is a very happy melody, and that's bittersweet. But I think that in today's world and with today's music, I think that a minor key for something like that is just really usable, doable.
Just want to let you all know, programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Seacoast Growers Association, presenting farmers markets in the Seacoast region for 32 years, with local produce, meats, prepared foods, garden plants, and handcrafted goods. SeacoastGrowers.org. I also want to let you know about WSCA Audio Theater, Tuesdays, 6:05 to 8 o'clock p.m. Want to use your imagination and listen to a different kind of quote-unquote oldie show? WSCA Audio Theater features a mixture of your favorite vintage radio programs and modern award-winning radio drama. As a bonus, our very own talented WSCA Audio Theater players will weave their audio magic for your listening enjoyment. WSCA Audio Theater, Portsmouth Community Radio's version of the Theater of the Mind, can be found right here at 106.1 FM Tuesdays at 6.05 p.m. with your host, John Lovering. Now, that's tomorrow, but right now you're listening to Local Folk, and I am your host, Steve Carrigan, and I am here with Elizabeth Carrigan. Elizabeth is my wife, who I've lived with for years and years, and we've been through a lot together, and one of the things that we've been through is a stroke that she had a week after she had, she bore our beautiful child, Saoirse. And one thing that she was working on in the musical community before, she had the stroke was a CD, which was adaptations and her takes on different folk songs. And she was explaining to us a little bit about her take and why she feels the need to adapt these songs. And it sounds like what you're saying, Elizabeth, that you're trying to create some modern relevance is what I'm hearing. Is that a good way?
Yeah, I'm trying to create modern relevance, and I'm trying to put the traditional songs in a mode that people, today's people, the mainstream would want to hear.
Why?
Well, because it's got that edginess to it. It would have a lot of drums to it, maybe, or I don't know. It's what I like. It's what I would like to hear.
It's what you would like to hear.
Yeah, there's a lot of minor key stuff in there, and I like that. So
I want to continue listening to this. We were listening to this the other day, and my feeling was that you should start first of all, you've done almost all of the vocals on this CD. I'm just going to back up 1 second. Since you've had your stroke, you've had aphasia, mm-hmm. which is the jumbling of words, basically. Mm-hmm. And you've had some confusion. Is that what?
Yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about, without tiring yourself out, what is it that tires you out? I mean, you get exhausted quickly.
Yeah. Basically I feel like I'm always gasping for breath. Like I'm trying to reach for something and I can't, it's just so much work to reach for something, I'm trying to take a step and it's just so much work. But I have to remind myself that it's my brain is trying to recover and I have to go easy on myself because before the stroke, I used to be a real go-getter type of person. I would get up and, clean all day and go to the gym and, stay up late and do music and do art, and I had an art business and I had a cleaning business and I had a music business and blah blah blah. And right now all I can do is pretty much is take care of the baby, which is a lot, and take,
our baby's
do a garden.
A little maniac.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. She's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But musically, your voice, there's been a, they put a breathing tube down your throat.
And yeah.
And a coma and
yeah, for the first year and a half, I'd say a year and a half, I had this feeling like, there's no other way to describe it, but it's like a choking or a gagging. And I spent hours just like in embracing that feeling that I was choking, and that's not very pleasant to do. But there's a lot of things over the last couple of years that haven't been pleasant. But what I've tried to do, and I don't know that I have been successful, but I've tried to always put a smile on my face, or at least just not to complain. And like I said, I don't know if I've done that, but I think I've tried.
Well, I think that you've succeeded in that. And you've also made a lot of progress, and even playing any of this CD at all on the air right now is difficult for you. Because I know that it's a strong desire for you to finish the CD, and I'm sitting there listening to it going, my gosh, almost all the vocals are done. For the past few years, you've had a choking sensation in your throat. You've been out of breath. It's been very difficult. But you have almost all the vocals down for this entire CD.
Yeah.
You just got to get people that are on track.
It's a good thing that I have it all, you know, mostly done. Because when people have asked me time and time and time and time again, when are you going to sing? Are you going to sing tonight? You know, and I wish I could say yes, but I can't say yes because when I go to sing, and probably you've heard me, I'll get out a couple of lines and I'll be really excited. And then I can't breathe in time to sing the next line. And at that point, it's too late to even really basically try at all. So I just have to wait until my voice is ready. And that's all I can say to people is that I'd like to, but no, I'm sorry. I have to wait until it's time, you know?
Well, but what we do have is something that we can share with people right now.
And this CD was really hard for me to share. Because I did feel like it's mine, it's all I have left, you know. But I realized that it isn't all I have left. I could probably do 100 more songs. In fact, I have lists and lists of other songs that I would like to do. And Steve, you made a suggestion the other day about something about me producing, and that really lit my candles, you know, all of them.
Yeah, about producing the rest of this CD. You've got the vocals down there.
Well, you talked about me possibly producing your CD. Oh, yeah. And then I was thinking about, wow, you know, I know I could do that.
See, I would love that.
Not yet.
No, we're on the same page about relevance. And, well, this is why I'm always talking to people here on Local Folk about adapting the music. How far do you want to go to adapt it? Do you want to bring it to a modern audience? Do you want to make it, wide sounding where anybody could pop it into their CD? Like if it was in between two other songs on the easy listening station or something like that, it wouldn't be weird, you know. Is that kind of what you're in a way, something
that's
like
right.
that?
And people have called it trip hop is what it's been called, or what it would be called is kind of
trip hop.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I mean, well, I thought trip hop was, well, I thought it was different, but I don't know, because I have a folk radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, but let's listen to another track. Why don't we listen to something that's even towards the end of the CD, actually. There's some stuff that has a lot more of the... Oh, actually, this is what I really want to listen to. There's this one called the Dulemon. It's not Dulemon, that's Suleiman. Right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, that's Neil Diamond. As I probably let people know, I grew up listening to Neil Diamond, Elvis, Eddie Rabbit, Air Supply. Oh my God. When my parents were getting divorced, it was Air Supply time. Let's see. But I want to listen to the source part of this first, okay? This is called the Dulemon, and this is a Gaelic song, right? Right? Gaelic? Okay. Okay, right here on WSCA.
Dulemon, 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 Dulemon,
Once again, I'm going to say that this particular song sounds very, very produced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is not your version, though. I'd like to play a piece of your version and talk about where you sense your version going. You know what's interesting about that? I don't know what your vision is, but I actually prefer your simple, the simpler version on that. The other one sounds like, I know it was done by Celtic women. I mean, it sounds like some kind of Disney Odyssey or something like that, you know?
Well, I actually have another version of it that's much simpler. It was on a CD disc for teaching children these songs, and it was all children's CDs, which brings me to the next song, Have You Seen My Son, which is the next song on there. But what I wanted to say was that I was telling the engineer that I wanted to sing one line at a time and go home and think about it and come back and sing another line at a time, because I would go home and practice over and over till I found something that really worked. And I really enjoyed that process. I don't care if it took a lot of time. It was enjoyable for me.
So, but what are you picturing for music on? I mean, I can picture I could name artist Jack Johnson or something with an acoustic guitar, you know, something. I mean, I don't know what are you envisioning for the Dulamon song? Do you want it to be standalone, or do you want to make that into something that's going to fit between Colby Calais and
Yeah, I don't
else?
Remember what I had in mind for it, but, you know, probably at least one drum kit.
You like percussion, though.
Yeah, I'm a percussion fiend.
You're a percussion fiend.
Mm-hmm.
Self-proclaimed percussion fiend.
Yeah. Drums and voice is where it's at for me. I love it.
Bobby McFerrin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Indian vocal percussion.
Indian vocal percussion is awesome.
So, yeah,
tablas. I mean, we could talk for hours about that, but...
Well, you could talk for a minute or two about it if you want. No?
No. Pre-stroke, I would have said, yeah, give me another hour. I'll play a bunch of CDs for you, but not tonight.
Well, what I would like to do, though, is sort of demonstrate how you can take a song that is a folk song that mm-hmm. came from a folk tradition that sounds very plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And turn it into something that that would work on the radio, no sweat. You know, just any old radio station, not folk radio.
Well, I mean, the next song, Have You Seen My Son, was originally done in that very simple, traditional folk way. But what I have done to it is certainly not you know, traditional folk of any kind.
Well, we don't have an example of this. So our listeners out there are just going to have to take our word for it that this comes. I'll tell you what, look it up online. Look up the original version of Have You Seen My Son Online, well, just if you want to get a comparison.
It's called Wakatoo-Moshe-Machine.
Wakatoo-Moshe-Machine?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you can spell that, good luck finding it. We're going to listen to it, though, right here on Local Folk. Oh, boy, we have had a musical dysfunction here for just 1 second. Let's see if we can find it here. That was not it. That was, I don't know, Bjork or something like that.
That was Soja Kha.
Let's see what we've got here. Is this it? Hold on. All right, this is it. Here we go. Let's listen to this for a minute. Folk. Where do you get off calling that folk music?
Well, it is.
Where'd you find that?
I told you. I got it from that CD for teaching children how to, you know, or it was music for children to sing.
That was music for children to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah, at Halloween.
But, I mean, it's not like that. It wasn't like that on the CD. But it struck me. You know, I have to say that it was about my sons. You know, singing that song was about my sons. And, you know, when the boys left home, there was this empty hole in my heart, in my life. And to say, have you seen my son? Was he wearing a hat? Was he wearing a coat? I don't know. And it was... What I was envisioning was me on the telephone calling someone and asking, have you seen Gabriel? Have you seen Noah? You know, I miss them.
Rock on. No, I really enjoy listening to it. I was just asking where you were coming from on it. In another example of how you are an adapter of the music, I would just like to play a piece of this right now. Let's see what we have here.
Don't sing love songs. You'll wake my mother. She's sleeping here, right by my side. Dagger, she says that I can't be your bride. All men are false, says my mother. They'll tell you wicked
She's sleeping here right by my side, and in her right hand a silver dagger. She says that I can't be your bride. All men are false, says my mother. They'll tell you wicked love and lies. The very next evening they'll court another, leave you alone to pine and sigh. My daddy is a handsome devil. He's got a chain 5 miles long, and on every link a heart does dangle from another maid he's loved and wronged. Go court another tender maiden and hope that she will be your wife, for I've been sworn and I've been sided to sleep alone all of my life. Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother. She's sleeping here right by my side, and in her right hand a silver dagger. She says that I can't be your bride.
All right, you're listening to Local Folk here on WSCA. I'm your host, Steve Kerrigan, and I'm here with Elizabeth Kerrigan. And she was talking about a CD that she had been working on several years ago before she suffered a stroke. And we were talking about what is going on with music and what she wants to do with the music and how she wants to go forward with the music. Interesting. We just played two versions of Silver Dagger. One of them was the Joan Baez version.
Yep.
And the other one is your version. Yep. Now, some people would say that Joan Baez brought the music to the masses.
Hey, that's great.
I think that she did, but I think that that was in the 60s.
Yeah. That was then, and this is now. If I get a chance to carry it forward, then great. I do, you know, do something new with it.
I think it rocks. I think, in fact, the more I've thought about this, the more it, because it's been years, and I hadn't really thought about it too much, but they have this Kickstarter thing called Kickstarter where you can. I think that's what you should do. I don't know. For anybody out there listening to this program, Kickstarter is a way. The Make 'Em in Spain brothers recently did it in order for them to make a CD. It's basically a way of sort of micro-funding a CD. I think that you need to get together a Kickstarter program or... that's what I think, to get the CD done, because you can't sing yet. You couldn't go in and sing a CD.
It would be really hard for me to tell people what I wanted to do with the CD even now, you know.
But could you tell them, you couldn't tell them what they, you couldn't tell them?
Yeah, I guess if they were patient.
All right, well, to all patient musicians out there, if you want to participate in making a CD, I don't know, right? I think it'd probably be too much right now, but I think that you should do one of these Kickstarters or something. I keep thinking that I would like to do something like that. But anyways, at least I just think, you know, that there could... Well, I should ask, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with this CD?
Well, I want to finish it.
Okay.
You know? And I want to finish it... There are some things that I just... have a gut feeling, and I just know there are other things that I don't know, that I don't have a gut feeling about. You know, this CD is, it's like, it's my baby,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I'd like to have, I mean, if I could have whatever I want, I would have Joyce Anderson playing fiddle on a couple of the pieces. If I could have whatever I wanted, I would have Jose Duque on some of the numbers. You know.
So you can make that happen maybe sometime?
I don't know. I hope
you
so.
You could ask them anyways.
Maybe if I get up the courage to ask.
All right. Maybe we could get them to do something. I don't know. Who knows? I would love it if that happened anyways. Hey, Elizabeth, we have about 3 minutes, and I want to play that last song that you want to leave with. It's not from your CD, but it's something that's it's a folk song that's special to you, just to let the folk world know that we're not alienating them. I mean, actually, I don't know exactly why, but I love this song. What is this?
It's called She Moves Through the Fair, but I sang He Moved Through the Fair.
No, we got to get out of here. We got to sing. We got to have to do your last song. I thought you
that
wanted
is
to do
the last song.
Oh, that's what you really want to do is the last song?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And you can cue my CD up to the last.
Up to the last. What is the last track number on that?
12, I think.
All right. Well, this CD. No, it's not 7. It's not going to let this happen. All right. Listen, we've got to get going. It's we have about 2 minutes left to go. I'm just going to play the one from your track, except that our CD player here. If any of you all want to do underwriting for WSEA and get us some CD players that don't take 20 minutes to get a song going, then I'd be more than willing to be happy about that. All right, listen, we're going to see you next time on Local Folk. If you want to get in touch, you can get in touch with me, S. Carrigan, S-C-A-R-R-I-G-A-N at WSCAFM.org. Otherwise, you can find me at StephenCarrigan.com, and there's a Local Folk archive. And you can get all of these episodes and more. Or if you want to contact Elizabeth, you can go to ElizabethStewartArt.com as well. Elizabeth, thanks for coming on the show with us today. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah. And to all you out there, we'll see you next time on Local Folk.
A swan.